It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Well, hopefully you heard our interview with Chad Pergram there at the top of the hour. You want to know what's wrong with our government these days, and we've all become numb to it. That in the supplemental and the continuing resolution, they put an extra $20 billion with a B. We need Donald Trump saying this, billion.
Or Dr. Evil.
They put $20 billion extra into FEMA, and there's a question as to whether or not that's enough to cover the damage we're about to sustain from this second major hurricane. Let's get to Taylor, please, Carl. Hold on. Here we go. Taylor Riggs, sorry about that. Welcome in from the Fox Business Channel. Great to have you on again.
Thanks for having me. Always my pleasure.
Well, you know, like this, when you're throwing around figures like $20 billion, it's hard for most people to even wrap their brain around how much this government spends on a regular basis.
Yeah, considering we just yesterday got the CBO estimate that we're blowing through a deficit now of about $2 trillion. So you add a B, you add an M, you add a T, and before you know it, our eyes are all glazing over. My point is, and I'm actually pretty fiscally prudent and fiscally conservative, but in situations like this, I don't care. You get Congress back to D.C., you figure out how to fund FEMA, you get people the money, and you help American citizens, because that has to be our number one priority. Not sending money to Lebanon, not sending money to Ukraine. We have to help people of North Carolina from Hurricane Helene, and we have to help people down in Florida who are about to maybe face what could be a Cat 5 hurricane. So actually, in this case, I just want Congress to do their job. Come back, figure out the money.
Yeah,
I think you make a good point, because we had Chad Pergram on at the top of the hour, and he was talking about, he was trying to explain how it's technically two different buckets, and how that's how they're able to send this money to Lebanon without Congress having to act, versus why Congress need to come back to essentially get more money approved to help out all these people in these several states who are impacted. But that's mind-blowing to me, and it's just tone deaf, you know, from our vice president and president, that that's not the priority right now.
Exactly. And, you know, Chad is so good at the nitty gritty of what goes on in Washington and how the funds are allocated. That certainly is not my area of expertise. I trust him on that. But I think to your point, the American people, we don't care. We don't care where the money comes from. We don't care what it takes for you to get the job done. We just want the job done for the American people. And there seems to be sort of a sense in this country that the American people come second. So if you don't have to approve money to Lebanon, but you do have to approve money for FEMA, that's fine. But you need to get it done. And I think that people just don't want to be told that they're on the back burner. And so, you know, my hearts are with a lot of people. I have my in-laws are down in Tampa. You know, they just need help. They just want businesses, insurance. You know, they don't want a $750 check from FEMA. They want real, real help.
It's a good point. Taylor Riggs, our guest from the Fox Business Channel, of course. And, you know, I have to ask your thoughts on this. I see the amount of money the damage costs every time one of these goes through Florida. It mounts every year. I don't know that the storms are worse, but certainly the value of the property that's hitting keeps going up and up. How long can insurance companies sustain these kind of losses?
That is a great question. You know, I think there was a great story in the Wall Street Journal earlier this week talking about how the great Florida migration might be starting to come undone. And I really wonder, you know, and I'm a huge fan of Florida.
Me too.
But when you think about the cost of insurance and the cost of protecting yourself again, I mean, Tampa's lucky, right? They haven't faced a direct hit like this in 100 years. But when they do, it really does make you think about the economics. And if insurance companies are willing to insure properties down there, if insurance companies are willing to, you know, go in and write claims. I have a great guest coming up on my program who is a Tampa Bay resident, has a business there, lives there. And he says he's actually still facing a claim from a previous flood a few years ago. And that he thinks that he may now be denied insurance going forward if Hurricane Milton is serious, because he has so many claims outstanding.
Oh, yeah.
So it really makes you think about the economics of the insurance model. Every state is different. That's the thing. It's not a federal issue. This is a state issue. But it's something that either state regulators or some of these insurance operators, it's something I worry about sort of just the cost of doing business in some of these hazard zones. I'm from California. We have the massive wildfires,
yeah.
And you have a lot of insurance companies, I think State Farm is one of them, who pull out. They say, we just can't afford to operate in this environment.
Yeah, I get it. Taylor, I wanted to take a hard left turn here and ask you about the interest rates for credit cards, because I saw this new report talking about how they're through the roof, right, at an all-time high. What are the odds that comes down anytime soon?
I don't see it coming down anytime soon. You know, here's the problem is when we were all hoping that the Fed would cut rates and it would bring relief to everyone. You had running up into that last Fed meeting when they cut 50 basis points, a huge decline in rates. That's good. But then when they actually cut rates, you know, yields went back up. The rate on all of our stuff went back up because now we're rethinking our expectations of future rate cuts. The market is so forward-looking. So I don't see, you know, long-term, especially with the massive budget deficit that we're running, the massive amount of money that we're going to have to borrow to pay for this.
Right.
That means that rates are higher for longer. Big experts are saying that 4% inflation might be the new norm. How do we prepare for that? And so we are facing an economy structurally that a lot of people think we are going to be in a pretty significant inflationary environment. That means rates are higher. I just don't see a lot of relief on the horizon.
Wow. Taylor, we're out of time. We always appreciate your time, and we'll be listening today on the Fox Business Network at noon Central Time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you take care of yourself. Great to get her on here. Such good information. I would have assumed they would have dropped too.
Yeah.
But don't forget, you can always try to negotiate with your credit card company. If you've been a customer for a long time, call them up and tell them you want a rate cut or you're going to switch to a different card. There are cards out there that offer 0% balance transfers. I don't know if their ultimate interest rate is that much lower, but you can call them up and negotiate with them. Don't forget about that.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.